Thank you for choosing Arch Top Fiber. My name's Phil. How can I help you?
Hi, Phil. I just received a call from your office. I've actually been calling in and trying to log into my account because I hadn't seen any emails coming in. I'm basically past due is the message I just received. And
okay.
I had a feeling because I couldn't figure out how to log in. Every time I logged in, it would just take me to my old school telephone account.
All right. No, and I understand that. So is this Irajita?
I'm sorry?
What's your name, ma'am?
Gabrielle.
Oh, Gabrielle. Okay. I see you now. Give me one moment.
Okay.
Let me look you up real quick.
Okay.
All right. And you're out in Warwick, correct? What is your full service address?
9 Fence Road.
All righty. And what is your email address?
It should be gabrielle.brick@icloud.com.
Thank you
very
much. Yep, that's the one. Thank you very much for that. All right. So, and you've been trying to, have you been trying to log in through the WVT website?
Yeah, the Arch Fiber. So, because I have the app too, but when I log in, it literally only gives me my phone. And
okay.
I started to get concerned because I was like, I
don't
know where the hell to access my internet. And at some point, I'm like terrified of what my bill is.
So for your fiber internet services, you are actually going to need to go to Archtop Fiber. You can actually go to archtopfiber.com. I know it's weird. For some odd reason, the Warwick site, we've been told to navigate, because you signed up for fiber services with Archtop Fiber, you do need to go to the Archtop Fiber, even though it's Warwick Valley Telephone. It's
okay.
It's owned by us here at Archtop Fiber. So you do need to go to archtopfiber.com.
Okay.
Up at the very top, what you'll want to do is click the login button.
Okay.
And then if you don't remember your password, it's okay. All you're going to need to do is click reset password and enter that gabriella.brick@icloud email address and click submit. They'll send you a temporary password or a link to reset your password to that iCloud account. And you should be able to log in. Would you like a little bit more details about what's going on right now? And I can actually fill you in.
Yeah, tell me what's going on. Are you asking me for details? Or
no, I'm asking if you would like me to provide you with some details so you it doesn't come to a shock to you when you look at it.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, the lady said you're $200. I was like, oh, my God.
Okay, so let me go over give me one second.
Okay.
Sorry about that. So it does look like we had a couple of payments that got reversed through electronic check. Maybe we didn't have the correct account information or something, or they're insufficient funds. Let me double check.
I'm not even getting emails. Like, I don't, like, that's why I was like, what's going on? I don't get any service emails like, hey, your bill's coming up. Like, that's why I was like, I can't remember when, like, this literally over this last couple of weeks, I was like, I don't think I've paid an internet bill.
Hmm. That's interesting. So, yeah, let me double
check. That's why it was completely out of my brain, is because I was like, and then when I started logging in, I'm realizing, like, wait, I'm logging in and there's just my phone. And that's when I started calling, saying, how do I access?
Yeah, so it does look like it's through our Archtop Fiber portal. As soon as you're logged in, you'll see it says WVT Fiber and Archtop Fiber Company up at the very top, and then it's the same login page. It'll just redirect you.
Okay, hold on one second. I'm trying to get in here.
So it does. So as I stated, it does look like your payments were getting reversed, which means that, you know, they weren't coming in.
Right.
And the reasoning behind it that we're getting is insufficient funds.
Yeah. Because I probably didn't even understand what the hell.
Okay.
So I'll have to update payment, but I cannot pay all of this right now.
No worries.
Okay.
What I can do for you is I can actually set you up with a payment arrangement, essentially, in order to get you caught up and everything. So that way we can just take care of everything, and
okay.
We're good to go. So let me do this.
How do I ensure that I get?
So you should be receiving those. So we have your email address, the gabriella.brick@icloud.com.
I don't get a single email.
Just so I can, I'll let you know what's going on. So your invoice date, or the date you receive your bill, will be the 28th of every month.
Okay.
So because it's on the 28th of every month here at Archtop Fiber, we have a 15-day from invoice date to due date. And because it's at the end of the month, it falls either on the 12th or the 13th of every single month. On months that end in 30, like this month, your due date will be December 13th. On months like next month in December, where it's a 31-day month, your due date will actually fall on the 12th of the new year. So December, or from December 28th to January 12th. In February, because the 28th is the end of the month, your due date will be the 15th of March.
Okay. Okay.
So it's always after the date that you receive the invoice. It's 15 days later.
Okay. All right. Even if I know like that first, like I get the bill and that within the week I can pay it, then I can, then that's fine.
Quite literally put a star on your calendar, 28th of, if you like, if you have a Google calendar or it sounds like you have an iPhone, just open up your calendar app and say internet invoice date on the 28th and with a note saying 15 days later and make it recurring every month. And that way it'll cover it. But it does look like the, so we have all of our records. It looks like the first payment, everything's.
You did pay something at one point.
Yes, you did pay the, I believe from everything I'm seeing is.
But then it just, I never saw it again and I forgot all about it.
Looks like. Looks like you paid the initial $50 deposit, so that's what you paid the first time. That every other payment we've received thus far, it's showing that the first payment, it looks like every single payment we've had so far has been reversed. So we have the it looks like something may have gone through because then it's saying everything was caught up. Oh no, it was retrying the payment. Sorry. So that's what it was trying. So you have a $69.99 for the first automatic payment, from looks like September. Okay. Another amount in October, and then a third amount here in this month in November for the retry once again. So what I can do is I can set you up on an arrangement. So that way we can essentially, it's a deferred payment arrangement. Essentially what we can do is we can set you up so that your service isn't interrupted.
Okay.
And that way we can make sure everything is good to go. You can log in, make the payments as needed. So let me get a payment plan set up.
Perfect.
So we can do this in a couple of terms, essentially how often do you want to pay? So, and then what it'll do is it'll tell us when the dates are. So, how quickly do you think you'd be able to get this paid off?
Let's see. Let me just.
So the total is $269.97.
Okay. So could I give you, like 100 today? The system's going to tell us.
Yeah, the system will tell us. So.
Okay. So I'm saying like at 3 weeks, like can we pay it? Can we, like by the next bill, can I be paid up? But like, can we divide it into three payments kind of a thing? Is that possible?
It looks like it's trying to do it every single, do it like once a month for all this. Here, let me change that up to two deferred payments. Essentially, what that'll do is you'll still owe for next month, and what it's going to charge you, it looks like it's $134.99 for those two different deferred payments. If you want to do it that way, we can set it up for three, which will actually drop the price down to $89.99.
Yeah, let's do it for three.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, give me one second. Let me pull that back up. Because it's just like, oh, hey, yeah, I'm going to automatically put it in for you. I'm like, no, don't do that. You haven't said anything yet. All right. So, oh, nope. Actually, it does look like it's set up. So we are, looks like we are good to go. So you'll be able to make your first payment as long as it is made by the 28th of $89.99. It'll actually bring, that'll cover everything. And we will be good to go. So as long as you make that first payment sometime today or by the 28th, you'll be good to go. That'll cover all of your past due balance and your current bill, and everything will be good to go. You will still owe for the month of December. So December 13th, it looks like, you'll owe your current bill. So if you can go ahead and try and get your account information updated and make sure funds are available in your account, that way you don't incur any more additional fees and late charges.
But, you know, I'm sorry, I'm a single mom living to like dollar to dollar sometimes. And
I hear you.
Oh my God. And I hate like things are delayed. Like I'm like, why didn't they take it out? Because then another bill comes in and I'm like, shit, money is coming in 2 days. And now, you know, and it's just like, oh, it wasn't always like this, but you know, right now it is. So
I completely understand. Like I stated, it's because of, you know, here's when your bill comes in, and it's because you're at the end of the month. That's always going to be a variable. We, with special permission, we can change when you receive your invoice date, but that's with special permission. And right now, because of being so far behind, we won't be allowed to do that. After
so
that comes in.
How do I make a payment now? Can I just go to make a payment? Or
yep. Just click on make. You can just click. Let me get all this saved up and add it to your account. What you'll want to do is go ahead and refresh your page. If you've not logged into it, go ahead and refresh it. If you have logged into it, refresh the page. If you've not, go ahead and log in.
Okay.
And you should see a notification coming up saying, oh, here's your payment plan. Here's when you're due by for this. And it'll allow you to make a payment. So if you want to, you can make a payment today for that deferred payment.
Yeah. Okay, wait. So how do I... So I'm in, it just shows my dashboard. It says total due, but it's not showing the payment plan. Where would I find a payment plan?
Let me have a look-see. Okay, so you can quite literally, you can just make a payment minimum. So the minimum due is going to be $89.99.
Okay.
So if you make that payment by the 28th, which is actually, crazy enough, is your invoice date. So your due date for your repayment will be your invoice date for the next 3 months.
Oh, that's so funny. Okay.
Makes it nice and simple, right? So
right?
as long as you're paid up, because it gives us 10 days from today for you to make that first initial payment. So all you're going to need to do is click make a payment, and the minimum payment essentially is $90 today.
Okay, great.
So, and once you're done, you're good, and your account will be good to go.
Okay, so make a payment is what you're saying, right?
Yeah.
I click make a payment.
Correct. Click make a payment, and then go ahead and pay that first initial balance. It'll satisfy the payment arrangement. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to cut you off. I'm on speaker, and so there's like a delay. I'm sorry.
Oh, no worries. So yeah, once you click make a payment and you pay the minimum of $90 for that first one, it'll satisfy that first initial portion of the payment arrangement. And you can come back through and make additional payments whenever you need to before the next due date. So if you want to get it paid up before then, go for it. It's up to you. We just needed to make sure something was set in place to make sure we were covered.
Okay, so now when I click on make a payment, it asks me to pay. I mean, I don't mind. I'll pay $104.99, but that's what it's asking me.
So that's what it's asking you to make a payment for?
Correct.
So if the system is saying, hey, make a payment, it looks like $104.99 is the minimum due. You are on a deferred payment arrangement, so you can click pay another amount and just pay the $89.99.
Yes,
if you pay that $104.99, that'll actually satisfy what is – that looks like what is currently due, not including everything that is past due. That $89.99 is for everything, including the current due.
Okay. Okay, so I'm just going to pay the 104. Is that okay, or is that going to screw us up?
Nope, not at all. You'll go ahead and make as much or as little of a payment as long as you're over that $90 mark.
Okay, so here's all. Stay with me. I want to make sure.
No worries.
Oh, shit. I'm such an asshole. Hold on one second. I'm sorry. I totally pressed payment, and I didn't transfer the money.
Oh, no.
Why? Doing too many things at one time. Wait, maybe it didn't go through. Wait, let's see. Confirm payment. I authorize. Woo! Okay, good. I just transferred the money. So, submitting payment. Forgive my potty mouth, I'm sorry.
You're fine. When I'm not on the phone with customers, I tell people, yes, I swear like a sailor with a trucker's dialect. Or,
okay, good.
So it's either I swear like a trucker with a sailor's dialect, or they're interchangeable.
Right? Oh, my God. Okay, so I made the $104.99, whatever it is.
Awesome. It'll take a couple minutes for it to reflect on our side, but you should be good to go. And that will post to your, as soon as it posts to your account, you'll get either an email, or if you are set up for text alerts, let me double check that for you. See if
I really should be set up for text alerts. So I got it. Okay. And I also changed my payment to my debit card versus like an e-check. I think that was part of the problem.
Yeah, that may be very well the problem. So I will let you know that when you get fully caught up, your bill will increase just a little bit for that, because when you're using an electronic check, you do get that $10 discount, bringing you down to $69.99, and it's $74.99 with credit or debit.
That's okay. It's $5 more. I mean, when I'm more flush, I'll go back to the e-check, but
understandable.
Probably backwards thinking, but
you have authorized us to communicate you via text messaging. So you should be able to get text message alerts.
So why am I not getting any alerts?
I do not know. That is a very good question. Let me double check to see if anything has come up.
I got the email just now that I paid, but I don't have any text messages. Like, I don't have any text messages. Like, clearly I would be like, oh, I owe my bill. Do you know what I'm saying?
So it looks like everything has been sent via email so invoices are typically sent via email. So we have just to verify, I have gabriele.brick@icloud.com.
That's it. But I literally don't get any emails. And
have you
not
checked
in my spam, because I check my spam every few days and go through it, because some things do get filtered there. So I always make sure to check it.
All right. Can you double check real quick for me on your iCloud? Because we did just send you a notification of your online payment.
I got that.
So
that, I don't get any, like, your bills coming up or anything like that.
Let me double check your invoice real quick, see if that pops up. So yeah, here, let me do this.
I put it in my calendar, but it would definitely be helpful.
Okay.
Like, hey, your payment is coming due. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, so I just scheduled you to have your invoice resent out to you. So hopefully you'll receive that here in a moment.
Okay.
That way you can see it. It may be coming from a WVT password and like account. It should be coming from the same one that you received the online payment from. And that way you can keep track of it.
Okay.
So hopefully that works. That way you still have access. You still have, you know, the notification of, you know, saying, hey, cool. Hey, here's your invoice, and you know what to look out for going forward. Like the subject title that you should be receiving is your WVT fiber invoice. If you just do a quick quick search in
here we go, WVT fiber support, your fiber invoice is available.
So yeah.
Okay, great.
And that's where you're going to go. And you can always log in to view your invoices through your account portal, through that Archtop Fiber login.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to leave this link up and put it in a bookmark it in my bills folder.
Fantastic. Well, Well, Gabriella, is there anything else I can help you with today?
That's it. Thank you so much. I was freaking out. I was like, oh my God.
Yep.
I'm afraid. What the hell?
Yep. And we are noticing it just did update for me. It does look like that payment was fully received. So your remaining balance due right now is $164.98. So looks like it's just putting you at about $80 a piece past due for both for 30 days and what is currently due, because we were having issues with everything. So you are currently 164 and change everything, but you can take care of that at your leisure, and your payments should now be able to work properly as soon as you make those adjustments.
Exactly. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your help.
You're quite welcome. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
That's it. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
You're quite welcome, and thank you for calling Archtop Fiber. And, well, you're in a WVT customer. It just came in as Archtop Fiber because you called us.
Yeah.
And have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thanks, hon. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.